You're listening to the Grumpy Old Comedians podcast with Gary Hu, Darren Sanders, and Mick Meredith.
What about customer services these days? Like the other day, I went and seen a rock band called Judas Priest, and I was standing at the bar at the Enmore Theatre, and like this guy was just sort of twiddling his thumbs, and I'm like, "Well, I want a beer," and just kind of ignored me. Another guy walked up next to me, and he served him, wasn't happy. Another incident.
Did you say anything though, or not?
No, because I'm whinging about it now. I don't say anything.
Maybe you had an attitude at the bar. Did you notice anything different about yourself?
Well, like, there wasn't a mirror to look back at me, so
no. Right. Mm. But you know, how were you? So were you standing there like arrogantly?
No,
but
how do you stand arrogantly? No,
well, this is what I want to know.
There's a lot of that's been happening. Like cafe service is another one where you sit there and you.
We don't have
customer service.
No, well, apparently we're paying cafe people too much. Because every long weekend they keep telling us we're paying too much in wages, and if we don't drop the wage down to third world, then
they can't open. Yeah,
you know what I say to those people? Don't fucking open. Pissed off. Stay at home. They're not thinking like us, are they? They're not thinking like a patron,
like the customer.
No, this is what's wrong.
Maybe that's because they're 14.
Yeah, that's right.
I hate Maccas for
don't,
this.
Don't start on Maccas. My kids work at Maccas. I get upset when people bag out Maccas.
They teach kids not to talk, just to ask questions. Mm. Would you like fries or that?
Yeah.
Since when would I forget fucking wanted fries?
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Have you ever been going down the shop to buy something to eat, get there, come home and realise you forgot something you were starving for?
Can I get a sandwich without bread? Would you like bread with that? Yeah. Exactly. But my point is, I went to the chemist the other day to get my regular medication.
Yeah.
But I thought...
What are you on?
Blood, I didn't know you're on
blood
medication.
Pressure.
What are you on?
Have you got anything?
You
want anything?
I'm on blood pressure.
What are you on?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Jesus.
I want something.
You want some?
Yeah, what's something?
You get on something.
What's that stuff do?
Blood pressure?
Does it get you high or...?
No. I snort it sometimes.
Get you low.
When you've got high blood pressure, do you think quicker when you've got
high? No, nothing changes.
Yeah, like a kettle when it's steaming.
Sometimes you have to take medication. It says you've got to eat it with food. What's that all about?
Well, you have to eat it with food.
Yeah. You've got to have it with food.
Or after food.
You've got to take it with food.
That's the same. I had blood pressure tablets first when I got them. I had to have them in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then, next time I saw the doctor, now we're going to put you on these ones, you have to have them at night.
Right. I've never been told that one.
Well, I wonder how it knows whether it's night or day.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, exactly right. What if you're a night shift worker? Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. My point is, I went to the chemist the other day and I said, is that still viable? Because it was an old script.
Oh, yeah.
She went, yeah, they don't run out of... I went, all right.
Well, they do,
just
actually.
Wait there and we'll call your number. Or they tell you, would you like to come back in 10 minutes?
Mm.
I like to stay. I'm there and everyone's getting served. And then finally went to the counter after 20 minutes and went, how's my script going? She went, oh, this one here, yeah, it's out of date. We called your name. I said, I've been standing there the whole time. No, we definitely called your name.
Mm.
I said, well, no, you didn't. Huh. You just forgot.
Yeah.
Did the shrug of the shoulders.
Really?
Yeah. And then she said, do you want your script back? Why the f*** would I want the script back? It doesn't work. And you know what I did? Yeah. I stormed out.
Stormed out. Without your medicine.
Went to a coffee shop, paid too much for a coffee.
What, without your medicine you did this?
No medicine. I had to go to the doctor and get a new script.
I found before my blood pressure pills, I was more high energy.
Really?
Yeah. Is that right?
I felt like I was more, my heart was racing and I wanted to do things.
I've never had high energy. Get things done, let's do this. Is that my problem?
Yeah. And then I had the pills and I'm like,
I never really thought about that.
Okay. I'm like,
You're listening to the podcast of the Grumpy Old Comedians, so get a grip.
Here's Susan Lilly with Daisy Jane, available on iTunes.
Daisy Jane, why'd you come to town? You drove them wild.
Yesterday, yeah. And we had breakfast in this lovely cafe, and I went, where's the toilet? She says, it's just over there. I went in there, and there was a bath as well. But they've taken the taps off, so you couldn't have a bath. So it's,
just to fuck up the truck.
Tried to have a bath.
Yeah.
Imagine that. You're just sitting there. I've had me Eggs Benedicts, a couple of coffees.
Yeah.
I'm going for a breakfast. You know what? I'm going to have a bath.
Yeah.
People are lined up outside the door. Can you get out of the bath,
you're
mate?
In there. Shut it up. Yeah.
Because you know, they'd find out. You know how they'd find out? There's no towels.
Can you bring some towels, please?
It'd be like an old Western when they walk in and you'd be sitting in the bath with a cigar.
That's how it was in the cowboy and Indian days. Yeah. Do you see how much of a
drink
they
used? Do we have cowboys here or not?
Huh? We have cowboys in North cowboys? Queensland.
Yeah, they're
cowboys. They just don't have a town. Right. Well, you know, like a saloon and all that, like the cowboys did. I just wished, you know, with country music, I wished they'd have a good look at themselves and realise that that hat looks fucking ridiculous.
Especially when it's dark.
Yeah.
There's no need for that at all now. I did a gig the other night out Tamworth Way. It was in.
Jeez, you're doing a lot of gigs. What's going on here?
I've got none now.
And a lot of country stuff.
I've just filled a lot in between Christmas and here, and now I've got nothing.
Yeah.
Right. So if any sponsors want to sponsor me, that'd be great. But it was a ball in a park on a football field.
Mm. Ball or a hoedown?
No, ball.
Ball.
Ball. And I had a ball just watching the women all dressed up with their high heels trying to walk in the grass.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny? I like the way country
I like
men,
country girls.
Yeah, I like country girls. Country but country girls. Men, they're really...
They're tough.
They're not, but they're not... they haven't really addressed the whole you can't be homophobic anymore.
No, they everyone's won't. A right. They won't go. Yeah. Yeah. They won't go.
Are you poofed up? Like, I'm on stage and... Yeah. you had the classic hecklers across 100 metres across the park.
Yeah.
Pofta!
Yeah.
Heckling me like that. Like,
yeah, right.
Yeah. I don't think that's even a heckle anymore, is it? It's probably more a compliment.
Because I had a clean shirt.
Yeah. You dressed well. Look at you.
Did you feel offended?
I couldn't really hear him, and then I worked it out. They called me Pofta. I went, oh, thank you very much.
No.
Because it was formal.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah.
It was girls got dressed up.
Right.
I had a suit. And I was the only one in the suit.
You were in
so
a suit.
I tried to dress down then, but I was still a poofter.
Yeah, well, the boys wouldn't have liked that. Look at this wanker, though.
Yeah. There was a couple of blokes with bow ties.
What do you call that sort of collar, mate?
What's
that, a wing collar?
What collar?
Yeah, a winged.
Winged collar?
Winged collar.
What's a winged collar?
You know, the one with you wear with the tux, with the little wings
winged
on.
A winged collar.
That's what they're called, aren't they?
Well, yeah, they are, but you're not supposed to tell everyone you know that.
All right. Look at him up there with his collar.
Yeah, the collar will do. Yeah. What's it matter? No, you know the different types of collar. What are you, a smart ass?
Well, that would actually be
who
funny.
Who cares how many different collars you know?
In a country, that would be funny. If the guy in the crowd yelled out, hey, you're poofed with your wing collar, everyone then would turn around and go,
everyone would look
hang
at him.
On a minute, Bob.
Hang on.
Yeah.
But it'd take a while.
And then that'll go, and then they'll realise the whole country town is.
Oh, the good thing about this gig, they'd been running for 15 years. And people had donated the meat for the dinner.
Oh, yeah. Really? What, 15 years ago?
over the period of 15 years. And this was the last ball they were going to have. They were going to scale things down.
Well, they got a lot of meat anyway, haven't they?
But the thing is, they went, during the sponsors, thanking the sponsors, they were thanking, thank you so-and-so for donating the meat for the past 15 years. And they said, that's 75 head of cattle. I thought,
wow.
That's great.
That's not much, is it? Is that much?
I don't know. I just thought...
That's 75.
So,
head. 75...
So that 75 means...
75 cows have lost their lives for
well,
these
Well, not
balls.
Only that, but 75 cows that were all related because it was the same yard, right?
Right.
It's not like they were taking a cow from this yard and a cow from this yard.
You reckon that?
Like they didn't know each other. These cows, for the last 15 years... They would be all cousins and everything there, you know what I'm saying?
So I didn't think this thread would end up down there.
I don't know why it has, but somehow it has.
But the school kids served us at this gig.
Yeah.
And I love Gravy Girl. Gravy Girl was having the greatest time of her life. She was the last in line and she had like a bucket of gravy and a soup ladle.
They make the gravy out of the blood?
No, I don't think so.
What's wrong with you?
I thought that's how you like it when you make a steak and you're then holding your pan afterwards.
I don't know anyone who has blood in their gravy. I've never heard. Have you heard of that?
I've heard blood in your stool.
Blood, yep, blood in your stool.
Your age, I'm not surprised.
But in your
how
gravy?
How old are you?
I'm younger than you.
You're the youngest,
This shouldn't be called grump. This should be two grumpy old comedians and me.
Yeah. No worries, Captain Salt and Pepper here.
What's old got to do with it anyway? I was grumpy when I was 20.
Yeah, but you're called an angry young man then.
I was, yeah.
What's the crossover age from angry young man to grumpy old man?
About 3 years.
3 years?
Yeah,
so 23, you're old.
23, I was happy.
Yeah.
Oh, happy to be old.
What's old and older and experienced? Yeah.
Keep hearing that shit, you try and get a job.
Here's an age question
well,
for
you'll
you.
You'll need a job soon, 85. You've got to be working. There's no jobs now. How are you going to get a job
85?
At 85?
Yeah, what sort of job are you going to pick up at 85?
It'll be like Soylent Green.
Bunnings.
Remember that movie, Soylent Green, when they start eating the old people?
Yeah.
So the old people would just be harvesting other old people.
You'll be working at Bunnings. You've seen how old those people are.
They are, aren't they?
Yeah, they don't know anything either.
What's the point of the
They're
apron?
They're just as lost as
Why
you
are.
Why
are they wearing an apron?
Yeah, yeah.
They're not cooking anything.
And
what are they wearing an apron for?
I don't know. You've got a good point.
They should be wearing overalls.
And a ski jacket. Apron and a ski jacket.
I want to know why they're even there. You ask them for wear a screw, certain screw. They don't know where that. Down to aisle 17.
Yeah, and then you walk
by
off.
By the time you get down there, they've left the building.
But you know, at the time you get there, I've forgotten what I was looking for.
Yeah, exactly right.
Back to my girlfriend again. She's 46. That you can't call her. You can't. How do I introduce her?
Oh, you can't say...
This is my girlfriend. She's not a girl.
No, she's not.
What's a good name for your partner? Because I'm not married.
I just wouldn't introduce her.
I'm not going to marry her because her ex-husband won't divorce her.
Maybe your booby buddy.
Your booby buddy. The BB.
It's my booby buddy.
It's my booby buddy.
Will she be listening to this at all?
She will be downloading this and never seeing me ever again. I just hope I get my beer back.
Yeah.
Booby buddy.
Booby buddy, that's all right, isn't it?
Mm.
Well,
it depends if she's cool with that. That'll be a good.
I'll be calling her my carer.
That'll be good.
Why don't you just say my partner? Why don't you just say
partner? Partner's
my
right?
partner.
Have you seen us together? She's clearly in charge.
Yeah.
It's not an equal partnership.
Maybe my boss.
This
is my boss.
Ah. And also, this is what.
Shit!
I've hit the table.
Yeah,
been with this girl now for Well, he's my booby buddy.
Yeah.
18 months
your,
now.
Your CEO.
She's Russian.
Have you ever been with someone for 18
Hey?
Have you ever been?
I don't think he was finished.
No, I know, but it just hit me. Have you ever been with anyone for 18 months and not been having sex with them?
When I was 11.
Yeah. You're 11?
I had a girlfriend when I was 11.
Did you?
Well, how long?
To do. Well, all through primary.
What, 5 years or something?
Hey? Tracy Schultz.
4 years.
Hey, hang on.
And you never had... You never
Tracy? Schultzy?
Schultzy.
Yeah.
We used to eat glugs together at recess.
Yeah. Glugs?
Remember glugs?
Were they like Sunny Boys?
Glugs and Sunny Boys.
Oh, yeah.
What was Raz? The other? What was the other? Raz. There you go.
Yeah. Did you ever get a free number?
Huh?
In your Sunny Boy or your glug?
Yeah. What were they? What did you win? Free?
You won another glug. One. Yeah.
Glug. Sometimes there was always a sweet spot of the glug too, wasn't there?
Yeah, there was. Hard to find.
And when you did, couldn't eat a glug now with my teeth, though. Very sensitive.
No.
Very sensitive.
Yeah.
But anyway, point is, girlfriend, booby buddy, Russian,
right.
Two children, Guatemalan and Colombian.
Mm.
Not one, an accent. I'm disappointed. I want accents.
Amongst the three of them?
Yeah, none of them.
Was she born in Russia?
Yes. Her mother has an accent.
Can she not watch Rocky and Bullwinkle, maybe?
Her mother sounds like Natasha.
Does she?
She's the Bogan. He calls me the Bogan. The Bogan, he's not very funny. I don't see how he could make money out of the comedy, because he's the Bogan. I'm not funny at all, I tell you, no. Why can't her daughter speak like that?
Can she not put it on?
Nah, have you heard her?
Can she actually speak her language?
She can listen to it. Oh.
She can't speak
she
it.
She says she speaks another language, but she can understand it. I'm sorry.
No, you can.
She can't speak another language.
No. You can hear another language. Yeah. You can listen to another language, but you can't.
Well, if you can listen to it, you can speak it because you know what you're listening
to. She understands what they're saying.
But she can't. She hasn't got the courage to go ahead and say it.
Yeah. Brogdenye. Something like that.
Maybe she can't roll her.
Yeah. Yeah.
The way you just rolled yours. The way she sounds like a bit of a kitten. You know, for 40, how old did you say? 6, 46.
46. She says she's 46. I think she's a bit older, though. They all lie about their ages,
really?
Don't they? I mean, I haven't seen her birth certificate. She's probably not even Russian. Probably from Tasmania or something.
Yeah.
How much do you know about her, really?
Yeah, exactly. How much do you know about her? We've got discussing about dying. If you die, what's the correct amount of time to wait before you go and get another root? She said 3 days.
Three?
3 days.
Nah, after the wake.
After the wake.
Yeah. You'd probably meet somebody at the wake. There'd be a single person there.
Well, it's a bit like, you know, birthday cards and stuff, Christmas cards. How long are you supposed to keep that card?
Yeah.
Am I allowed to get rid of them, or is that bad luck or something?
I don't know. I can't even believe you got a Christmas card. Who?
But, I don't know what to do, because it's like it's thousands of them.
Thousands of them.
Yeah.
Get rid of them.
Where do you keep them?
Is it disrespectful to?
What you do is, my mum used to cut the back off and leave the front. And then fold the front in half. You got another card. You got a free card.
Right.
What?
That's not bad thinking.
Cut the back off where somebody's written and they've got all the writing.
Yeah.
Cut that off. Now you've got a card, like a postcard.
Another economist
on the front.
Right.
Right. Then you can just use that.
Yeah.
Re-gift the card.
Quite
quite
frugal, your mother.
Here's Ezra Lee with Rock and Roll Piano Man from the album Cashed Up and Crazy, available through Bear Family Records.
Well, I was born in San Mateo, country music candle. When I moved to the city, well, I never looked back. I'm working all day, really give me the blues. And so I put up to a boogie beat, I just can't lose. I'm a rock and roll piano man. Well, I'm a rock and roll piano man. You don't need to look twice, but you know that I can't, cause I'm a rock and roll piano man. Yes, I am, gonna boogie woogie baby all night long. And with my boogie honey you can't go wrong. When it comes time for me to walk at the door, you gonna holler daddy daddy. Well I'm more, more, more. I'm a rock and roll piano man. Well I'm a rock and roll piano man. Yeah, don't need to look twice, but you know that I can, cause I'm a rock and roll piano man. Oh,
Yeah, I love to play piano on a Saturday night, cause everybody's jumping and feeling alright. Let me tell you about a joint where we all go, cause when I walk in, well, they all know I'm a rock and roll piano man. But I'm a rock and roll piano man. Yeah, don't need to look twice, well, you know that I can't, cause I'm a rock and roll piano man.
Do you think kids are losing their sense of humour?
Oh, yeah.
Nowadays?
Yeah. Well,
they're all too serious. Like, I remember growing up watching Monty, but I sat down and watched Life of Brian and the Holy Grail with my kids, 7 and 13.
Nothing.
No. My daughter's now walking around doing the coconut with the horse.
All right, yeah.
You know, and then she come up to me the other day out of the blue and just goes, "We're the Knights of Ni," and I went, "How many 7-year-old girls in the world even now would know that?"
Yeah, it doesn't matter what you talk about, you offend people.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, but manners too with the kids, eh? Like sense of humor and manners. Like I live in manners. A small house, and I live with my daughter, which I don't like her.
Yeah.
She's quite evil. Mm. And I'll come home from a gig and I'll just have a house full of girls in my lounge room.
Yeah.
Just giggling and
watching
serious shows.
Seriously, no, they should be watching comedy.
Do you ever try and sit down and like talk to them at all?
Yeah.
But how old are they? 17?
18.
An 18-year-old now would be looking at Mick thinking...
Yeah.
Grandpa, get off your... What would you know and all this sort of garbage? What do you know? What do you know?
You can't smack him anymore either. One's 18.
But the Pope just recently came out and said it's okay to hit your kids now.
Big hello to the Catholics out there. Yeah. have you been to one of them topless restaurants?
No.
Where do you look?
What do you mean?
Where do you look? Are you allowed to look at them?
Yeah.
You should be.
Yeah.
I mean, if they're out there, they're on show. They're on for show. And
I got invited to this Snits and Tits.
Whoa.
I've never been so embarrassed in all my life. What's and I'll tell you what, the schnitzels weren't that good.
Oh, schnitzel.
And the boobs.
Probably weren't much better.
Yeah.
The boobies. I reckon they should have crumbed boobs at those.
Like making a novelty.
Yeah. They used to have a place called Rude Food.
Yeah. Rude Food, yeah, I remember Sydney. Rude Food, yeah. What was that about?
We did a lot of comedy at those.
What happened at Rude Food?
Well, they'd everything looked like a part of the anatomy.
Oh, that's right. Where was it?
Food was all, you get your...
you get a battered sav...
You get a banana split, it was a big penis.
Yeah.
With a
Why don't they bring that back?
I think it was ahead of its time. It just wasn't quite right yet. If it happened now, I reckon it'd kill. Because people just love rude shit today. There's a lot of rude people.
Yeah. If you Google rude food now, there's quite some good products.
Is there?
Yeah.
What is it?
There's some biscuits called Finger Marie.
Finger Marie?
There's some crackers called Salty Cracks.
Salty Cracks?
Yeah.
Got some Rimming Sugar.
Or it tastes like
Rimming sugar.
Yeah.
Jesus. Is it low fat? Is there Rimming equal?
It must be like a paste or something, so it doesn't just...
Yeah, well, you'd have to put a paste down first, wouldn't you?
You'd think so.
You'd have to do a circle of paste, and then you'd sprinkle the Rimming sugar
on. Yeah, because I think it'd just be a paste. The sugar's mixed in.
Maybe you'd do it... You could draw, like, stars, but you can't see it, and then you'd throw it there, and then all of a sudden there's a star.
Right.
Have you ever worked with that speed painter, Brad Blaze? He paints with this paste on stage... But you don't see what he's painting because it's invisible. And then he throws this glitter, and all of a sudden, it's Elvis's face.
Wow!
Imagine we do Elvis's face on a girl's bum.
You've been listening to the Grumpy Old Comedians podcast with Gary Hu, Darren Sanders, and Mick Meredith. Now, if you're a band or muso and want to be heard on the podcast, drop us a line on our Facebook page, Grumpy Old Comedians.